This is Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jas. Brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle.
Triple M's Rush Hour. Yeah, hello and welcome to the Rush Hour, Wednesday edition, of course. I got with my partner in crime, Andrew Jarman, across the desk from me.
Oh, good afternoon, Ben.
Got Molly Rose on the buttons.
Hello, Ben.
Buttons. Oh.
And.
Oh, here we go.
And it's with great pleasure. With great pleasure.
Yes. With anticipation.
That Greg Blewett's not here still. He's here. Oh, welcome back, Greg.
Fresh as a daisy, Burn.
No, you're not.
Fresh as a daisy.
Your colour's off.
Shag,
your
mate.
Hair's everywhere.
Yeah.
Your teeth have
look
dulled.
At you.
What are you on the
what
cigarettes
do you mean my teeth
put on
dulled.
White browner? Fluid issues around your guts.
I need to sort that out. I mean my teeth, my guts.
So,
jeez.
Did your wife
no
your
mirrors?
Guts. Were the boys and your wife happy to see you? Because I'm led to
happy.
Believe that Catherine was going, oh, no, he's home.
Very happy.
No, not what I heard.
I got a great welcome when I got home from all of my family
right.
last night.
All right.
And,
so
and even my welcome this morning.
It was an event,
let's
was it?
Let's not go into that.
It was an event.
It was an event.
Well,
yes.
When you got home.
Yes, it was. It was.
So,
shush.
So this morning
show.
You were
breakfast,
really happy.
Did you?
Hey, we were just...
you had breakfast this morning?
Okay. I did have breakfast.
Yeah.
A late one.
So
good.
Where have you been? Like,
I've been down to Tasmania, Jas.
Filling your pockets up.
Well, I sort of do work, so for Southern Airlines.
Sort of do
and,
work.
Well, I sort of get up and MC with Fergie, actually. Callum Fergie.
Oh, that'd be a hoot.
So he's over there as well. He came late because he had to do the duds on Saturday. And then he came down. So got some good weather. Everyone had a good time.
Okay.
Gave away
wind?
Some great prizes.
No wind?
No, not yesterday, but Monday.
Whew,
tough.
Can get blowy
tough.
There, King Island.
So that's a great day on our
yep.
trip.
So you've
we
seen
get up,
no
watch
footy?
The, shut up. We watch the breakfast.
Good call, Greg.
Well, we don't watch the breakfast. We have breakfast. Watch the Masters.
You watch
the
breakfast.
The last
no,
round.
No, you're in. You're fresh as a daisy, Greg.
Well, hey,
you've been on the...
He's watching his breakfast.
You
that's
don't,
how good a trip that was. He's watching
you
food.
You don't watch what you're going to eat.
Well,
of course
really.
You watch. You
shove it in your mouth, Greg.
So what'd you do?
And then play golf afterwards.
Watch breakfast and eat the Masters.
Anyway, I did watch the win for the Crows okay. over Carlton.
Right.
What happened?
Who kicked the last three
play?
Goals?
Who did Port play?
Port play.
I can see he watched them all.
You did.
Give us a
hang
summary.
On, they just scraped over the line,
did
didn't they?
Yeah,
I guess
they scraped
over
they defeat?
The line.
Give me a clue.
No, you're unreal.
Non-Victorian.
West Coast won. I know that. They beat Richmond. Yeah. I'm all over it.
What's wrong with you?
Now, Greg.
When are the finals?
Torp over the Torrens. Let's go.
Triple M and McDonald's are giving away a guaranteed $20,000 in Torp over the Torrens. Register now at triplem.com.au. Then listen to the Rush Hour for your chance to win. Proudly brought to you by Macca's. I'm loving it. Triple M.
Right, way you go, Gregory.
Yeah, so 20K we're giving away, but that's split up into two prizes, with 10K going to our furthest male and female kickers, so 10 each. Plus, if your club shows the most support on the night, you'll score $2,000 worth
beautiful.
Of equipment for your club. So
okay.
that is unbelievable. Now, did you call out the caller last night and they
yes.
rang within 34
yeah,
Caitlin, seconds?
Caitlin, wasn't it?
Or
Caitlin
yeah.
from Goolan
the
East.
Williston Footy Club, place
Williston,
essential.
Yeah. 34 seconds,
Greg.
So
wow.
that is the benchmark.
Bang.
So when does the time start?
Today, we're calling out Chloe Tarasenko from Kings Park. So ring us on 133353 before the end of the show, but we want to beat
yeah,
34
beat 34 seconds.
Seconds.
The time starts now.
I thought it started when he read the name out.
Oh, it was just then.
Okay, now.
So
started.
If she doesn't ring before 6 o'clock,
that's
she's
a good
out.
Sound effect.
She's out. Yes.
Done. And how do you register, Greg?
Register your details, triplem.com.au. Listen to Triple M's Rush Hour. That's us. When you hear your name read out, call us 133353. Let's do it.
All right. Done. Ready?
22 seconds.
Who's up next? Greg?
Who's up next? J.Z. Clark.
I got 99 problems, but
Jay Clark
ain't one.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Jay Clark.
Try and get back out there.
He's been busy again this week, and it is Wednesday, so he'll join us today. Jay-Z, welcome to the Rush Hour.
It's great to be part of this award-winning team. How are you?
No, we're very good. Hey, let's start with Charlie Cameron. Now, what the hell's going on?
Extraordinary. I can't believe he got off. on the account of the fact that he's a great bloke, which he is, Charlie Cameron. But we've been so methodical and frameworked and procedural in the way we've assessed all these cases that it does boggle the mind. And club officials, senior club people, are so mystified by this whole decision to let Charlie Cameron off that rough conduct charge. Yeah. That there is serious pressure on the AFL to eliminate this for next year. So as I understand it, the AFL sort of seriously considered appealing the decision this morning. Didn't in the end, because the good character clause is still part of its own rules. So I suspect that the AFL will take it out at the end of the year, and this won't even be a thing for next season because of the grey, the muddiness and the murkiness that it creates. Like, how good a bloke do you have to be to get off on good character grounds?
Well, I didn't get off.
For the 1990s.
Yeah, say no more. Oh,
jeez. No, it's a mockery, Jay. They've made a mockery, and it stinks. And, sorry. This needs an enormous overview and a review end of the year, and they've got to fix it up because this is laughable, mate.
Yeah, I think it's gone. The clubs couldn't be more surprised and stunned by the decision. And I think Chris Scott, the Geelong coach, when he gets the chance to speak publicly, I suspect he might say something similar because the Brisbane Lions take on the Cats this week, of course.
Now, how bad is the tension down there at the Western Bulldogs, Jay Clark? Talk to us, please.
Yammers.
I'll tell you what, the spotlight's on the game tomorrow night. They take on the Saints. So Caleb Daniels not going to play again. So he's still out of the team. The list of clubs chasing Caleb Daniel is as long as your arm. Like, there is a massive queue already, and I'd be surprised if he doesn't start talking to clubs at the mid-season break if things continue, if he stays out of the team. Like, there's a lot of head-scratching going on inside at the Western Bulldogs. And I don't know. I mean, if things continue, obviously, it's going to put a lot of pressure on the coach it towards the end of the season. But what happens to Jack McRae? Will he leave? Rory Lobb, I don't think he'll be there. Caleb Daniel, everyone wants a piece of him. We know how good he is. He'd be playing at 17 other clubs.
Yeah.
So we know that Bevo's a bit flat on some of the defensive stuff. He wants more speed in the team. Concerned about St Kilda's running power. Like, they're the biggest story in football at the moment, the Western Bulldogs, and it's all going to come to a head tomorrow night.
Hey, I heard a little rumour today. Leon Cameron was a potential for the Bulldogs job. You heard any of that news over there, Jay?
I haven't. I reckon Daniel Jenser accuses a Bulldogs great and an assistant coach at Essendon. He's highly rated, along with Ash Hansen. The Bulldogs know he's worked at the Bulldogs before. He was Bevo's right-hand man, is now highly regarded at Carlton. So I haven't heard the Leon Cameron one, but certainly they'd have a couple of good assistants putting their hands up as well.
Any other news, Jay-Z, on some free agency?
Yeah, interesting. We know Adelaide seems really active in this market at the moment, having had a big lick at Errol Goulden. There's a bit of jungle drums beating around Hugh McCluggage as well. So he's still unsigned at Brisbane, and rival clubs thinking he might be gettable. I'd be shocked if Adelaide weren't all over Hugh McCluggage. Just, he's a free agent, so technically under free agency rules, you can get him for free without having to give anything up in a trade. But because he's restricted, they might have to stump up, or any club would have to stump up, a bit like Jeremy Cameron. You know, GWS demanded three high picks from him from the Cats. So there's a big spotlight on Hugh McCluggage's future. How highly do you rate him, guys?
Oh, I rate him. I love the way he plays. And he's, he's had a pretty good last couple of weeks too. Mm-hmm. But what's he worth, Jay?
Well, that's the thing, like,
is he a million-dollar player?
A million plus. I mean, if you believe that, if you're on the grapevine, it's 1.3 at St Kilda.
Wow.
So they'd love to have him, 1.3. But you have to do the trade. So that's, if Brisbane match, that means you have to stump up a couple of first-round picks. Would you do that for Hugh McCluggage? Oh. You know, it's a lot to give up. Tim Kelly was, you know, a couple of first-round picks a couple of years ago. Is that sort of similar? So I think interesting one going forward.
What about Hawthorn, North Melbourne this weekend?
Grudge match.
Yeah, what's happening? What is there any news out of that?
Well, Hawthorn trained today. Sammy Mitchell said, or inferred, that the players might have to get the mouth guards out because it was going to be physical, that their lack of tackling and competitiveness and handball execution was shocking in the loss to Gold Coast.
They've been terrible, Hawthorn, Jay.
Hey?
They've been terrible.
They've been very disappointing. Mm. And the spotlight's on some of the drafting as well, which has been an issue the past couple of days, certainly in Melbourne. But it was a competitive training session today, so they want to roll their sleeves up against North Melbourne. Do Sam Mitchell and Alistair Clarkson like each other?
No.
That's an interesting question. It doesn't seem like it. So there's got to be an extra bit of feeling in it. If North Melbourne don't win this one, when are they going to win a game?
Oh, West Coast.
I'll be 80.
Imagine there's a fight on the coach. If they both coach on the bench.
For football.
And
yeah, like
massive
it.
Punch on with the boxes.
Hey, Greg,
not on the ground.
Like
I like it. Too.
I like it.
Just
boom.
Take the headphones off
bang.
And just punch on and
go.
Then put them back on.
No, don't punch. Just slap on.
Yeah.
Slap on. Slap on, which Catherine does to you, Gregory. At
times. Did you say
each to their own?
Was that an L?
Slap on.
Thanks, Jay.
Good on you, thanks.
There he is, Jay Clark. You're on Triple M. What's wrong?
You'll be a spanking, you reckon?
No, yeah, I didn't.
Clean it
did
up.
I say spanking? Did
clean
I?
It up, Jay.
Well, I said slapping.
Oh, right.
Slap on. You
slap
said
on.
Sunscreen.
Not a
Yes,
Molly,
does.
This was the rush hour.
And what is it now?
It's
this is going south.
This is just going.
It's not going well.
He can't sign us off. No, let him go. Finish us off, Jay. Go.
On. Go. What's next?
Yeah, come what on. Is it?
Oh, boom bit.
That clears it up.
Oh, dear.
Greg, you haven't been here, so I just
no,
need
I haven't.
To...
Only for two nights.
I need to...
Let's not get carried away.
Well, no.
It's only
no,
two
no.
nights.
What about the week before?
No, last week.
Well, none of us were on.
Yeah, but I'm saying you haven't been here for a while.
Mate, we've hardly seen you.
No, we...
You asked for top dollar.
Am I sounding rusty?
You do. You look rusty.
Yeah. Yeah,
I've been on the drink for 7 days.
Responsibly. Just need to update you with a few things that happened yesterday.
Yes.
And a segment that this man has retired from 18 times. Now, he had a big scoop, and it sort of would have been your scoop, I think, because you're the golf man here. Off playing golf, actually, at the time.
Yeah.
But he had a big scoop on Liv and what was going to happen. Now, this is how this is how that went to start with yesterday.
This is what you put in there. I've got mail today. Big news.
No.
I'm reading what you wrote. I've got mail today. Big news. Hearing on the grapevine, Rory McIlroy will join Liv Golf for $1.3 billion. And that's right. And that's right.
It's a bombshell move, Burns. He's
huge.
Been leaked.
Do you know Greg Norman or something?
$50 million.
Do you know Greg Norman? How do you get this? How do you get that? How do you know that mail? Because I didn't see
and
that.
I go back a long way in the '80s.
So that was his mail.
Yeah, so
which,
what's wrong with that?
Well, this is what's wrong with it. This is out of the States today when they interviewed Rory McIlroy.
Well, Rory, there has been some buzz in social media circles and media circles that you have been offered and contemplating a move to Liv Golf with some pretty astronomical numbers.
Dropped by Andrew Jarman of Adelaide's Rush Hour.
What's your reaction?
I honestly don't know how these things get started. I've never been offered a number from Liv, and I've never contemplated going to Liv.
Actually, so, I don't know what's worse, your accent or Jars's mail.
Mine turned a little bit Irish.
Now, hang on, Jars. I was off the grid down in Tassie,
yeah, you were.
And it was everywhere. So it was your mail, wasn't it?
No, it's not.
Jars thought it was his own mail.
No, I didn't.
It was everywhere.
I clarified that this was...
Clarified?
Yeah, that this information was from news.com.
Yes.
No, you didn't.
No, yes, I did.
That was not part of
your... Yeah, but off-air I did.
Oh, okay.
Off-air.
He thought, when he put it in our group, you know, I'm not sure if you checked our WhatsApp group with
Scott. I did.
Got, he put it in there like he'd just crossed paths with Greg Norman on Henley Beach.
I didn't say it was my information.
You claimed it.
He texted me last night as well. And he said,
did he?
Have you, it's a personal text message to me. He said, what's happening with the Liv Pro-Am? And I said, well, I haven't really heard yet. And he goes, well, I'm hearing that Rory's going to be in Adelaide next week playing the Liv event.
Double down. So,
I did not.
Hang
on. Let's ask Rory again. Yeah. Let's just see if he's going to be there.
Yeah, right, eh?
Well, Rory, there has been some buzz in social media circles and media circles that you have been offered and contemplating a move to Liv Golf with some pretty astronomical numbers.
Dropped by Andrew Jarman at Adelaide's Rush Hour.
What's your reaction?
I honestly don't know how these things get started. I've never been offered a number from Liv, and I've never contemplated going to Liv.
Well, at least you're global, Jazz.
Oh, yeah.
global. Your mail has
my
created
media
that...
circle friends.
Yeah,
we mate, we speak about this stuff all the time, and we were very, very, very clear that
no, we need to acknowledge you because you've created that question to being asked to Rory McIlroy. So and he's had to put that fire out, or your fire that you started. So
I didn't start any fire.
You are global. You're global, and your
it's
mail.
It's actually good thinking.
Your mail.
Good thinking, Jazz.
Your mail was. Well, it was wrong, but it was at least it was out there. You put it out there.
Greg,
I think Jars goes by. No, he's not coming. Jars goes by.
Can we
any publicity is good publicity.
Can we rule that out though? He's not coming to Adelaide this week.
I've got some other mail that I'm sitting on, which is who's that about? Blow the lid off.
Who's that
really?
About?
I can't say. It's about the Grange Golf Club, but I can't say.
Okay.
Right.
Wait until the LIV tournament's over.
Okay.
Before I drop the bombshell.
Yeah. What, they're picking it up and moving it or something?
Well, it's leaving Grange.
No.
Oh, Jazz has come out of
it. He's dropped it.
Molly, did I say anything?
Is it coming?
No, it's not.
Cooyonga.
Wow. No, it's not.
Cooyonga.
No, it's not. Oh, but I'll be ready to drop it after the event next weekend.
Cooyonga. Wow. No, you heard it first here on the Rush Hour. Cooyonga LIV Golf next year.
Molly, have you got your finger on that dump button?
And Jazz, Jazz.
Get your finger ready on the dump button.
Jazz, get out of here. Triple M's Rush Hour.
And that's right. 10 seconds.
Now, I was away, as we've been talking about, over the weekend and Monday, Tuesday as well, on my annual golf trip.
Yes.
Which I host with Callum Ferguson.
Yeah.
Now, he sort of gave me a little bit of intel on about the rub on Saturday morning. You
Saturday
were crook.
Rub, yes.
You were crook.
Fetal position.
Fetal.
Greg.
So sucking your
all
thumb.
All the kids were terrible too. Not
no
good.
No
anyway.
Good. So... So Ewan Giles is the does he's our sport person at Triple M, does the hiring and firing.
He wears tight shirts and the buttons are about to explode.
They are
guts.
Quite tight.
Yeah,
I agree.
Jolesy.
Everything's quite tight.
I agree.
Clean
so they were looking. They went through the Triple M stable trying to find a replacement
for Byrne.
For
yes,
you can't replace Byrne.
You can't.
No.
And you probably want to go like for like. So you try and get an ex footballer in there or even a current footballer
good
that might be heading the
buy. He did
bio,
say who he's going to go up. Try and get.
Yes. So Fergie said, and you might know some of this as well, Byrne, so chip in if you want, but they went to Daisy Thomas to see if he was available.
I thought Daisy or Joey was going to do it. That was what I heard, but
Joey
I couldn't even listen. Joey Montagna,
Yes.
Lee Montagna.
So they were unavailable.
Fair
so
enough.
Then I understand Ewan went to Tommy Jonas.
Went to Tommy
third
next.
Off the,
okay,
third off
it's interesting. Apparently, third up.
TJ couldn't make it.
Busy.
Dom Cassisi got a message.
Dom was
beautiful.
Busy.
Dom.
Busy. Okay, very.
Busy.
Yeah. Okay.
And then they went to Callum Ferguson.
They're getting a bit thin now.
Callum Ferguson.
They're getting
so they've
a bit thin
got, they're
now.
Thinking a cricketer, but obviously he's part of the
no
team.
Way.
Knows his footy. Ferg was on my golf trip.
So he couldn't play.
He couldn't do
so
the rub.
So there's not
You're
many
starting
left.
The struggle
there's
now,
There's not
Greg
many
with
left now.
So then they went to, now this is according to my sources.
Yeah, they went where?
So they went to Mark Rusciutto.
Oh,
he's below there.
No one would listen to that.
You've got to be funny though.
Rue.
So Rue couldn't do it
this
for some
is not
reason.
Good.
Couldn't do it? Or?
So, no, apparently couldn't
okay,
do it.
Right.
We've
so,
struggled.
So they landed on,
there's only one
Ewan
left.
Giles landed on Tom Rockliffe.
Oh, the Rock.
And when Rocky was asked, apparently couldn't get his hand up quick enough.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yep, I'm in. Definitely I'm in.
Oh, yep.
Very happy to do it. Got very, very excited.
Yeah. Well done, Rock.
And then when they ran it past the boss of the show, which is basically the host, James Brayshaw, bang, texter, straight through the line. No, no, I'm not
listening.
I'm not having Tom Rockliffe on the This is... dead set.
No, that's
serious.
Not true.
So if you don't
that
believe
can't
me,
be true.
Just listen to the start
can't be true.
Of the rub
can't
on Saturday
be.
Morning.
No.
Other thing with Rock is
what?
Not quite at the level.
Oh! Oh! He's up there on the Gold Coast.
Well, where's he at?
Oh, somebody,
he was so excited
some
too.
Bloody shit station up there, Jim.
That'd be Triple M Brisbane.
Oh, don't tell
so
me.
So apparently he's a bit flat.
He would be flat.
Burn.
So the last I heard, he was going to try and get Joey Montagna or Daisy Thomas, and he worked down the run.
He went down the list.
Tom Jones,
and then
Dom
he
Cassisi.
Told me, all good, Byrne, got Rock. And I was like, oh, yeah, well, good, because I felt a bit bad about, you know, I've never pulled out on that show
yet.
But I was fetal position,
yes,
had to.
Yeah.
And then, I didn't
Callum Ferguson.
I didn't listen.
Before Rocky.
So Tommy
Ferg
Jonas.
Got a call before Rock.
I just thought he was doing it. So he didn't, that you and Joel said that he was in the Brisbane studio ready to go.
Well, because he'd done Saturday morning.
Oh, right, so no. he was ready to go, all ready, primed up for the hub, done all his prep.
I'll hang around.
I've got all the footy. I'll handle this. Yes. I'll do these questions. No one can do enough.
Well,
surely.
They did do enough Saturday.
I've heard it was real flat, righto. But they've just put a line through him, 10 minutes to go. Greg. Just not required.
Yep. I think the message came through to JB and he was running late or something. And then,
as usual, brutal.
It was a very late, brutal accident.
Bang.
Did JB contact Rock or was it just someone tell Rock he's not on?
I think he went back to some of the names
that they're really struggling to find.
Did they ask if they wanted funny? Did they go like Trent Cotchin or Joel Selwood?
No, they're pretty good.
I think they're good.
Yeah, they are good boys.
Anyway, so I think we need to get around Rocky over the next couple of shows. So
that's
brutal. He's a bit flat.
Yeah,
should have gone.
Hang in there, Rocky.
And you didn't get mentioned.
I was on a golf trip, mate.
Yeah, of course you were.
Yeah, but they didn't ask you.
No, good point.
Yeah, welcome back to the 5 o'clock hour. We're here till six. Good first hour. Enjoyable. Mm. It's good to have you back, Greg.
Thanks, mate.
I think you've added a bit of a spark to this group.
Thank you very much.
Oh, has he? You didn't say that yesterday. Well, you said this is a great show without Greg.
I just got told by management we need to pump him up a bit.
it's good to have you back, mate. Don't like it when someone's away.
It has. We're better as a trio.
We are. Yes.
Torp over the Torrens.
Greg, what's going on?
Winner. We called out. At the top of the show. That's an hour ago.
Yeah, here we go.
Triple M and McDonald's are giving away a guaranteed $20,000 in Torp over the Torrens. Register now at triplem.com.au. Then listen to the Rush Hour for your chance to win. Proudly brought to you by Macca's. I'm loving it. Triple M.
Yeah, so we've put the call out for Chloe Tarasenko. Now, she's from Kings Park, and I believe she plays for the Goodwood Saints Football Club. She hasn't rung in yet.
She's only got less than an hour
to call in.
53 minutes.
1-333-53. So if you know Chloe and you're listening, text her, ring her, and tell her, call us.
Is she working or training or something?
She might be.
Everyone's listening for this. 34 seconds we had last night.
She needs to get to her phone and give us a call.
Yes, and we had Jay Clark on earlier. Are you going to do
that? No, you don't.
On earlier, and he dropped the news that Hugh McCluggage of Brisbane, very good player, in some really good form too, is very gettable on the free agency table. And one club that he thinks they might suit is a local club.
We know Adelaide seems really active in this market at the moment, having had a big lick at Errol Goulden. There's a bit of jungle drums beating around Hugh McCluggage as well. So he's still unsigned at Brisbane and rival clubs thinking he might be gettable. I'd be shocked if Adelaide weren't all over Hugh McCluggage.
Wow. Jeez. And he went on to say St Kilda have offered him around $1.3 million a year. The money now for players, you know, he's a good player, very good player.
He's not a superstar of the comp.
1.3 a year. That was, I know, and they deserve all the money because of the TV rights that they're putting on the show, which is great. But it's hard to get your head around, isn't it? 1.3, like, Buddy never got that.
Nah.
You know, like, he's a superstar.
That's overs for me. I know. That's overs for a player like that.
For you?
No, for a player like that, that's overs.
So you're talking about yourself.
No, not at all. Not at all.
I think 1.3 to me, and I'd say a reasonable judge on payment. 1.3, I don't reckon he's worth that to Adelaide.
Okay.
Like, you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket for a player that can be. He's a good player, but he's not.
He's not a Dusty Martin to grab the game by the scruff of the neck and go follow me type player.
So I think he's probably worth around a million, but you might not get him for that.
Money. Just quickly, I just seen a photo of the Adelaide Crows Anzac Day Guernsey.
I love it. I haven't seen it. God, that is magnificent.
That is sensational. Oops, sorry. Oh, I just found it. Yeah, it's in the That is beautiful. That's a beautiful jumper.
Good. Describe it for the listeners.
A bit of orange in there.
It's got our colours, and it's got the soldier standing there.
Sort of predominantly blue, isn't it? And then there's sort of a red that fades into an orange, into a yellow, sort of like the sunrise. It looks like a sunrise, doesn't
it? Good call, Burn.
Sort of V. I like it.
Congratulations. Next Thursday is Anzac Day. We pay our respects to our fallen heroes.
Are we going to the service? Do you want to go together?
Go.
Yeah,
no,
so do
go.
I.
Yep. Take Henley? Stefan. Yeah, yeah, we go to Henley.
Okay.
Yep, beautiful. Anyway, well done to the Adelaide Crows. Well done. All right. Now, I want to talk to you chaps because we all, and you, Molly, and the family, 133353, what did you get suspended for in school? Now, I spoke to a dear friend, Freddie, downstairs at Canetto's, right? Wonderful little establishment down there. Mm. Good coffee. And
beautiful
food.
Coffee.
He was a bit grumpy, our Freddie, about his son, his youngest son, who goes to a high school. I won't mention the high school. Now, he has been suspended for wearing the wrong shoes.
Hang on.
I said, well, what do you mean? He goes, well, he wore his, I don't know what type of sand shoes, or he had sand shoes on because he had soccer training after, went to school and they pulled him in and said, you've been suspended because you've got the wrong shoes on.
No, this must have been multiple breaches.
I don't know.
You can't, not for a one-off.
Well, that's what I thought.
You can't for the wrong, nah.
And yet, and he told me some other stuff, but I won't go there. But I just could not believe how you can get suspended at school for wearing the wrong shoes, Greg.
Was the wrong shoes the thing that started the conversation and then he's lipped up at the teacher or something?
I don't know.
Can't just wear the shoes. Yeah. They do take after their dad.
There is, but I just thought, well, let's talk about it because there's no doubt I've been suspended at school.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt. No.
Just school?
I'm led to believe.
Greg, did you ever get suspended
Not
at school?
Not from school.
Because
no,
you went to Prince Alfred College.
I went to multiple schools, actually. Thorndon Park Primary, Angaston Primary.
Because you were
Because we moved around because of my dad's work. Okay. Angaston Primary, then I went to Marden High.
Yes, nice.
And my parents thought I might have been a little bit off the rails, so they thought they'd send me to Prince Alfred College to straighten me up. And it's worked.
It has worked. So you never got suspended?
I didn't, no.
Okay.
No.
Now, Burn. Now this is
no. Burn wouldn't have got suspended. No. You're too cagey.
No, jeez. Get away with it.
Yeah.
The Stansbury High School. Did you get suspended from the Stansbury High School?
No, because there's no such thing. So technicality, no.
So you,
Stansbury Primary School you and did? Middleton High School.
And what happened?
And PAC. Don't forget PAC.
Yeah, I gated at PAC, yeah. I was 16 and, I shouldn't have said that. Now I can't follow up with what I did. I got told off by a boss for saying I was 16 and doing things. So I can't say what I did, but I got gated for two weeks, I think.
What's gated?
I was in the boarding house.
Oh,
Greg,
right, so locked in.
Couldn't leave the establishment. I got caught coming back in a car while I was gated as well. So that had
another 2 weeks. Yeah.
That's the same thing.
Yeah.
That's being gated is suspended.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Because you've got nowhere to stay if you're boarding.
I went to Gillis Street. Plains High and in ninth year nine, I pinched someone's homework for a math test the next day.
You were thieving everything back then.
Hang on, did you got sacked from work? And I got rubbed out for 2 days.
Yeah, they didn't hit
you. Mum was furious. My
Did
late
you hear
mother.
What he said? What? He stole. What you? He stole some homework from
a girl's homework. Who was very intelligent with maths.
Did it help you? How'd you go?
Nah, because the teacher worked it out that I did cheat. And
I got
handed in hers. I was the same. Your writing changed.
133353. Give us a call. When did you get suspended, or what did you get suspended for in school? The phones have lit up. The family have just gone berserk. 133353. Let's start off with Adam from Greenwith. G'day, Adam.
G'day, guys. How are we?
Good, Adam.
That's good. Right. It wasn't actually me because I can't probably talk about what I got suspended for over the radio, but it was my younger brother. So at primary school, we went into a computer class. So probably about 20 years ago. Bern, you were probably still at school then as well. Principal went knocking around because the class after him couldn't work the computers. Turns out my brother had pocketed all the balls out the mice, so he shut down the computer class for the day.
The old silver little ball thing used to roll around.
That's it. Came home with a pocket full, and I think he got a week for that.
I'll tell you, they're solid. If you've have you held them?
No.
Oh, yeah, they're great weapons if you've got a Shanghai or something.
Shanghai?
Did he get a week?
Slingshot.
Yeah, slingshot. Got about a week sitting next to the principal from memory.
Oh.
Geez, your parents must have been happy. Oh. Adam, you and your brother, both suspended.
Oh, they're very, very proud of us, our parents.
And he can't talk about it.
Well done, mate. Yeah.
Let's go to Daniel from Paralawi. Now, what happened to you at school? Daniel.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, we're good. What'd you get suspended for?
So I went to Parry Hills West Primary School, and I was about 7 or 8 at the time. Now, I wasn't allowed to go on Year 7 camp, so I cracked a tizzy fit, and I ended up sitting in the principal's office, and I'd spilt her soup over her $200 hat.
Oh, no. So why weren't you allowed to go on camp?
Well, long story short is I used to be allergic to certain foods and that used to make me act up. So my mum and dad just filled me with sugars and, right. So I got all hyper and that happened.
Dad likes soup too.
Cool, mate. Keep going, Greg.
Yeah, let's go to Mal from Morfitt Vale. Welcome, Mal. What happened to you at school?
Yeah, guys. How you going?
Good.
I went to Mildura Technical School many years ago. And towards the end of the year, it was year 10, and me and a few of the boys didn't like the sports teacher at the time. So we went into his office through the hall, locked the door, took the louvers out of the windows, put towels at the base of the door, put the louvers back in the windows, got the hose from outside and filled the office with a meter of water.
Oh, no. That is calculated. You need an engineer or something.
No. The kicker for you guys is the offending teacher was Mark Cross, who coached Melbourne Reserves.
Oh, good. Yes. Melbourne Reserves, right.
Oh, he got flooded.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he
did. Good on you, Mal. Thanks, mate.
Flooded. He coached that way too. He used to flood him back. Yeah, you like that one? I like the name Mal too. I love the name.
Yeah.
Paul from Morfitt Vale, let's go to you. When did you get suspended or how did you get suspended?
G'day, guys, and Molly. I went to boarding school and we were at halfway through exams in what would be the equivalent of year 12. And we decided that we would do a run down the pub. So we snuck out of school, went down the pub, had a few walking backs, me and two mates. We're walking back, and, you know, it's like a bit tired and emotional off your beat. So stuck out of some to get your lift back. Car pulls over to pick us up, run up, open the door, jump in, look at the driver. It's the headmaster.
We all
got kicked out of school. We didn't get suspended. We got kicked out.
Kicked out? Expelled?
Yeah, we got kicked out.
What school?
Yeah, there'd been... I went to school in the UK called Charterhouse.
Oh,
yes. There'd been a big chat beforehand about, you know, behaving during exams, et cetera, et cetera, and then we get picked up by the big boss walking back from the pub.
That's just unlucky in my book.
Stiff.
Very unlucky.
Oh, mate, unlucky. Could you imagine?
How did he know you'd been to the pub?
Well, his mate was asleep and the other one was falling over.
Probably because Bernie, like you, after a full session of the pub, not much English was coming out, I don't think.
Even when he's sober, not much coming out.
That's right.
Coming from you. Paul, good call. Thank you. Now, I just want your undivided attention for a period of time.
Oh, you've got it.
Now, listen to this. Now, this morning on The Breakfast Show, our boss, Matthew O'Reilly, was on their show.
Who wears? Right?
He wears tight pants and white sand shoes.
And
now,
white shirts.
He tells us for the last, I've been doing this for a long time, it's all about quality content. It's
radio,
about,
you're talking.
Yeah, just making sure the chats are funny and
you've got to entertain.
Every now and then a pile on, yes, entertain. Get the listeners excited about the station and the shows. Well, I tell you what I heard this morning. It's some of the worst radio I've heard in 15 years.
Energy in the voice.
Terrible.
He talks
yeah,
about,
flat
like,
as a tack.
Get up.
So the brekkie crew asked him to come in because they were talking about what you put on your toast.
Oh, okay.
Have a listen to this.
I've really
so this
been
is this morning on the top rating breakfast show that I think after this discussion may not even be there. But have a listen to Matthew O'Reilly, our boss, who no doubt will be listening to us as we speak right now. But
great phoner.
Have a listen.
Matty O'Reilly, our boss, has just walked past carrying a jar of peanut butter and a few bickies. What are you doing?
It's not Bickies. It's this special sort of low-calorie bread.
Oh, you are.
Your buttons are getting a little bit tight. Peanut butter, Do you whack a little bit of honey on top, or
no? Just the straight peanut butter, and I've gone.
What, with no butter underneath? What do you don't put butter underneath?
No, I don't have butter on anything. I can only have butter on its own. I can't have butter with Vegemite or jam.
Butter. You have to have butter with Vegemite.
No,
yes you do.
It makes it taste all like
gooey.
Yeah, creamy.
Like good?
No.
Like delicious?
No. And jam's even worse. That's such a weird mix of the
gets all messed up a bit, doesn't it? But it's nice.
It looks disgusting.
What? Oh, is that the funny bit?
Is that it?
That's it!
What?
What rubbish?
It looks. It sounded like he was just walking past and they grabbed him, though. Or was he?
No.
Was that actually prepared?
Well, I don't
That's
know.
That's not. No. That,
that went to air. That went to air this morning.
That was a trial run.
It's terrible.
That was a trial run for
who
some.
Who cares what you put on your toast?
And is it butter or butter? B-U-double-D-E-R. Butter bean.
Oh, no. And if he's regarded as the number one program director in this in the country.
Right.
Our boss.
Is there no others?
I don't.
Oh, dear. LMAC Cleaning Services. Industry leaders for all industrial and commercial cleaning requirements. Call 1-800-4-LMAC. It's time now for Bernie Vince's Final Facts.
April 17 today.
Yes.
You haven't been here the last 2 days. So Jars started on fire, got three from three on Monday.
Yeah.
And all went crashing back down yesterday when he had to sing Candle in the Wind by Elton John, which is a pretty easy song.
Well, Greg doesn't know it. You wouldn't know it.
I asked him to finish a very famous line of that.
Yes.
And I just want you to listen to it. Just tell me anything he got right.
Okay.
Here we go. Don't cheat. Don't
cheat.
Come on.
Candle in the wind.
No. No. Have another go.
No one who to blame when the wind blows. Sing it.
And I would have liked to know you when I was just a kid.
Burns like.
But the candle burned out long before.
The devil never wins.
The legend never did. You idiot. Bluey wins. Did he get any words right?
No. Not in all. You wouldn't sing that.
It at the end. It, you got right.
It.
And Burns is in there, but not the bit you put
all right,
it in.
Well, that was yesterday. Okay, this is now.
That's just a little highlight. You know, I wasn't here.
I have to be honest. The only bit I would have got right with that was legend. Legend. I wouldn't have gone on. Where did you pluck if devil from?
I don't just, know. I had a brain fade.
Hey, a birthday today?
Oh, of course there is.
Guess.
Oh. Just for points?
I don't know. Yes, this is for points. We're away now. Away.
Guess what?
You've got to guess who this is, and you've both seen this, I know.
Yeah, I mean, I think also we both come from families that work really
Beckham,
hard.
Posh,
both of our parents
posh, Beckham,
work really
posh.
Hard. We're very working.
I'm going to give that to James. Yes, he said the full name. Yes, so you jump on my brain.
And why is this famous? This
because
little
the doco.
Yeah, but
the
what bit was that? Do you remember? Not for any points, but she said how tough her upbringing was. And remember Bex walked in and goes, yeah, tell him what car your dad drove.
Rolls Royce.
Rolls Royce. Yeah, pretty, doing it pretty tough.
Hang on. He
good
said Jazz. Beckham and I said Posh.
Good job.
Thank you, Bert.
No, he,
1-0.
He said Posh Beckham.
So it could have been David
Beckham.
It needed
to be Posh Beckham. Yeah, it could have been. His voice has changed a little bit,
here
Greg, so you never know.
I'm on, baby.
Right. Very famous company. This is their, it's significant on this day, 17th of April, and I'll tell you after, but you've got to guess this huge company, Australian company.
Qantas.
Oh, he's away. He's two from two. Sing it, Jazz.
Still call Australia. Still call Australia. Still call Australia.
Someone's butchering that, I think, all of us are.
I love that
1935.
Yeah.
Qantas, obviously we're talking about, operated its first overseas flight. Brisbane to Singapore.
Are you members
1935,
there?
That was.
Do you go in their little club that, you know, when you fly out?
There's two clubs.
Life
there's
member.
Of Qantas.
Yeah. How do you get that?
How do you get
you accrue points over the years?
What
does Qantas stand for, Jars?
Oh.
Yeah, that's a great question. No, I actually don't know, Greg. What is it?
Start with Queensland.
Yeah. Queensland and
Northern Territory.
Yeah.
And then AS.
Air
services.
Yeah.
Well, you got there service. In the end.
Just service.
Yeah, okay. Services. Well, I suppose they are.
Yeah, hey, okay. Service your car.
Actually, I'm going to skip this next one. We don't need
hang
this
on.
One.
We're running 2-0.
Two, still 2-0,
is Come
it?
On, I'm
going to... 2-0.
Maz has got some
question three.
Massaging to do.
Oh.
2011, this premiered. Very, very famous.
Yes. Game of Thrones.
Oh, bang! Game of Thrones premiered.
Molly.
HBO.
No, you've got your fingerprints.
HBO
DNA
in the US.
All over this.
Greg. Hello, Greg. Are you still on your golf trip?
I wouldn't have got Game of Thrones. No, there's no way.
You're still in Tassie, mate. That's
Greg,
where your head's at.
I've never seen Game of Thrones, and that does not ring a bell to me either, so I'm with you. So, but that is 3-0 going very well.
How do you
know
Game of Thrones?
I've watched
Einstein?
I've watched it. Mate, I've watched all the series.
Einstein.
And it goes to eight series.
Right.
Right, okay.
Hey, this famous
Last
song.
Last one.
I need you to guess the year. One guess each. Oh. Very famous song. And I think it's only got
number
two
one,
words.
Obviously.
Number one in Australia.
What year?
Well, that's what you got to guess. That's all it says, the whole song.
Geronimo.
Say
Geronimo.
Does it say anything else?
No.
Nothing else. It just says this the whole time.
I will go 2014.
Not bad.
Well, don't say not bad. It could. That sort of gives him a hint that it's not 2014.
No, I'm going to say not bad. It's not good either.
Oh, hello.
It's actually pretty good.
Earth to Jars.
Nah,
come
2018.
In.
2014, Greg,
yes!
You got it.
Oh,
and that's worth double points.
Yes!
That is double points. And that takes you to...
I'm going.
Oh, no, it's still 3-2, Jars. Well done, Jars. You still win. You still win 3-2. Yeah. Welcome back, Greg.
Well done, Greg.
Unfortunately, Molly should get the points for that as well.
This time.
Molly, look. No, not at all.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. And where are we broadcasting from tomorrow, Jars?
Happy Valley.
No, but we're
what, Hong Kong?
Where no. Adelaide Oval.
We're down at A.
No, that's Friday.
No, we're not.
That's Friday.
Wait, what's tomorrow?
So we're just here in the studio.
Thanks,
the studio is a trick
well
question.
Done, we're
Here's
in the
a
studio.
Trick question.
Trick question.
Happy
Roll
Valley.
See you tomorrow.
That's in Hong Kong. It's a race course, you idiot.
Earth the Jars.
I've been kicked out of that jockey club.
See ya.
Triple M's Rush Hour. Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars. Thanks to the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle.